On September 21st, 1999, just before 2 a.m. local time, a 7.6 magnitude earthquake erupted, spreading devastation from its epicenter in central Taiwan across the entire island nation. More than 2,400 people died. Approximately 11,000 were injured.
Search and rescue teams from around the world have begun to descend on Taiwan.
A group from the Fairfax-based urban search and rescue team called Virginia Task Force 1 was sent there. Clyde Buchanan, a current member, remembers that day.
Traveling for probably over 24 hours straight to get over there, and when we arrived in the country, you know, we went right to work.
Mark Plunkett was there that day as well and recalls rescuing a man trapped in the rubble.
Tunneled down to him, found him. He was trapped basically by his ankle into a small place where it was very hard to get down past the rest of them and the debris to get to him.
16 years later, that man, whose name is Ji Zedai, found out that the World Police and Fire Games would be held here and endeavored to say thank you to his rescuer. He had planned to come here, but due to illness, he couldn't make it, so he sent a heartfelt letter. And the letter read, "The mountain shakes, the ground moves. It's like another world. I suffered from a big disaster, but I managed to survive, and the only reason is because of you. Thanks a lot. We are friends."
So he wrote this letter and led the firefighters of the athletes to bring the letter to here and present it.
Virginia Task Force 1 graciously received it. Both sides exchanged commemorative gifts. But the biggest present for the Fairfax team was hearing about what they had inspired. Lucian Shen, representative from the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in Washington, explained.
Taiwan has learned from them because that time we suffered from the big earthquake. That time we didn't have search dogs, for example. We didn't know what to do, but the American team came, you know, Fairfax County team. We learned not professionally, but we learned the spirits.
And they've gone out and started their own urban search and rescue team.
And then we send them out to countries like Haiti, the Haitian earthquake, the tsunami in Japan, earthquake in New Zealand. So you see this is a widespread, almost global impact, starting from them.
For Fairfax Fire Chief Richie Bowers.
It's an incredible way to pay forward the opportunity to help people in the worst time of their lives. Being able to be part of that from its infancy in terms of being able to respond to Taiwan and then for them to pay it forward the way they are, the world can learn a lesson from that.
At the Taipei Economic and Cultural Representative's Office in Washington, J.J. Green, WTOP News.